There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Okay. We are back with another new episode, some new guests. My wife is on fire because she's been working all day and she's exhausted and she's on her home stretch to coming home, but we are here and we made it. Hello.
We made it. Hi, guys. I didn't think I was going to make it, but I'm here. Exhausted, but all good. Well, Let's do it.
We have an exciting guest, Chef Marcela Valladolid. Did I say that correct?
Valladolid.
She is an Emmy-nominated celebrity chef, television personality, designer, author, mother, businesswoman. I mean, she does it all. It's incredible. And she has an amazing new children's cookbook coming out called Cocinando on Cook Street. So let's go ahead and bring her in. I love learning about chefs.
Hi. Welcome to He Said, Ella Dijo. Qué bueno, qué gusto tenerte.
Gracias.
So Marcela, we were just talking about the slate of things that you have done, that you're involved in. I mean, we know you're an Emmy-nominated celebrity chef, television personality, designer, businesswoman. You do it all. One thing I'm curious about is, as a chef, this is something... Have you ever owned, or did you start by owning your own restaurant, or did you just dive into being a chef and exploring, you know, the TV personality side of things? Give me a little bit of that background.
Yeah, I love this question. I made a conscious decision. I think I was a student of architecture, and my aunt Marcela opened up one of the first culinary schools in Baja. And she gave me my first job. And lavar los trastes. I would wash the dishes and clean the veggies. Like I was her 100% her assistant. And I made a conscious decision back then that I wanted to drop my architecture career and focus on culinary, but that I wanted nothing to do with restaurants. So I'm 43 now. So that was more than 20 years ago that I said I'd never want to be behind the line. I have a huge amount of respect for chefs that do that. But and back in the day, like when I sent a VHS of me cooking, like that's how old I am. Like TV cooking wasn't really a thing as it is now. Like now people are used to recording everything that they eat and that they cook, regardless of your chosen career. But back when I was coming up, we had like Emeril Lagasse, we had Rachel Ray was coming up. Like nobody was really watching the Food Network. It was like, who's going to take a chance on a network that's all food? And I was like, I want to do that because I want to have the opportunity. The goal, it was twofold. One was, I grew up on the border. I was raised in Tijuana, would cross the border every day to go to school in San Diego. So it was impeccably clear to me that the perception that America had of Mexico was totally wrong because I saw it every day of my life. Like I spent half of the day in America and half of the day in Mexico. And I was like, they're not getting it. Like what actually happens here and how we live and how we eat and how we dress and the music and the art and the culture, like they don't get it. So in my mind, it was like, I need a platform on television to show them my beautiful Mexico far away from the stereotype of what the media portrays us to be. So I made that decision like a kabillion years ago. Yeah.
Very interesting. And is part of that decision come? Well, I mean, I think that's a two-part decision, I'm guessing, because not every restaurant chef can have a personality to be on screen, convey their recipes, make it exciting, make it fun. Like that's a gift and a talent all in and of itself. But also I understand the restaurant business is brutal and it's not, you could be an amazing chef, but if you can't keep the restaurant afloat or you're just losing because it's so expensive to stay in business, that's probably part of the decision-making I'm guessing behind that, right?
Yeah. I don't think I was 19 or 20 when I made that choice. So I don't even think I was aware of the percentage of restaurants that actually make it after a year. I think it's something like, you know, half of them actually make it beyond 6 months. I think that's the actual number. And I just wasn't aware. I was a huge fan and still am. And my mom, who's now in heaven, she collected every single Martha Stewart magazine since the inception of the magazine. So for me, that was the path. Like, I love that you bring up restaurants because people think it's one and the same, but for me, los restaurantes ni pintaban, like they weren't even a part of my inner conversation about what a career in food could be. My grandfather, who's also now in heaven, he also collected, coincidentally, every single Bon Appetit magazine, like back in the Bill Gary days when it started as a catalog. So I was super exposed to food culture and paths that involved studying and teaching food that had nothing to do with the restaurant business. So it wasn't even something that I ever even considered. Later in life, I've gotten so many opportunities. We've been flown out to Vegas to look at spaces. We've talked about it. Like there's been this, there's that. And I'm like first I was like, when Fausto, my teenager, who's now 18, I was like, when he goes to college, I will give myself the opportunity to consider a restaurant because I know what it takes. Like knowing me, I would live in that restaurant. I would live there. Like I would camp out there and I would live there. because my favorite restaurants are the ones where the owner is there greeting the people and knowing that, like, cheers, man. Like everybody knows your name. Like that's what I envision for a restaurant. And then I went and had two more kids that are now, David, he's 7. And then Anna is 5. She's 5.
Oh, chiquito.
So now maybe when they go to college in 15 years, then we can have this conversation again about opening a restaurant. And I would probably literally move there.
Wow. Okay. I get it.
When did you decide to then leave Tijuana? At what age did you actually move to the States?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I didn't really move because I'm right at the border. I'm in Chula Vista, South San Diego. So I am literally 50 minutes away from driving to my dad's house in Tijuana, but I made the actual physical move 13 years ago. So I lived the first 30 years of my life in Tijuana. I had my son there, the whole thing. And then I moved up because the career started getting interesting. And here's the honest truth. Like I tried to do all of this in Mexico and they would not have me. They would not have me in Spanish. So I started doing like local TV. I did a lot of local TV in Tijuana, local TV in San Diego. And then the Food Network called, and then it just kind of started from there. And all of my traveling was coming out of San Diego, so I did the move.
That's home for you right now, San Diego. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know our friend Mario Lopez from Chula Vista?
I love Mario Lopez. His mom is my neighbor.
Really?
Every time I I'm on his show. We talk. I'm like, tell your mom if she needs some sugar to come and knock on the door. Like,
I love that,
Mario has ahora tortas, right? Mario's tortas or something like that. He has his
own everything.
Yeah, Mario has everything. He doesn't cook any tortas.
It's like, and everywhere you are, everywhere you travel, everywhere it's he's like Big Brother.
I think he has a mission: make you gain weight with his tortas, make you work out with his workout bands, and then just veg and watch movies in the hotel. He's gonna all, and then have tequila and drink afterwards.
He's like the Latino Martha Stewart, but for yeah.
men. There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming.
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Let me ask you this. So you obviously Mexican food, I know a lot of things you've cooked, your recipes and stuff like that has come from family recipes. What's your, if any other food you can cook, what is your favorite?
Oh, well, I was trained in the French tradition. I trained at the Ritz Escafé in Paris, and because of my family tradition, before fusion like was a thing, I grew up with a very, very, my grandfather, who's my biggest inspiration, he was a Francophile obsessed. So he was cooking from like Poin Escoffier and all of the master French chefs since I was a little girl. So I saw him fuse all of that technique and all of those teachings with traditional Mexican. So for me, the magic happens when like French and traditional Mexican collide. So I would say traditional French with all of their technique.
Ooh.
Oh my God. That's
I really amazing. Want to eat your food now. This sounds amazing. That fusion sounds incredible.
Cocinando on Cook Street. This was an idea that started when did you always like, I don't know, maybe 10, 15, you know, usually when you write a book, you're like, I've been thinking about it for 10, 15 years. Was this something that you knew all along I'm going to write something catered for kids?
Yeah, literally I had it, and it was precisely, and they say like any good idea is seated a decade prior. And it's crazy. I think I internalized that idea because that's my career has been very slow in that sense. Like I'll come up with an idea and 10 years later, I will see it come to fruition. So I've learned to become very patient, but literally close to 10, 15 years ago, I spoke to there was this huge Mexican cartoon animated movie that came out, La Leyenda de la Nahuala, not big in the States, but very big in Mexico. And I reached out to the man who animated that created the movie. And I was like, I really want to do something for kids and cooking, kind of like what Dora the Explorer was doing, but like with food and introduce different cultures, obviously centered on Mexican cuisine, but do an introduction to, like, you know, the culinary world from across the globe for kids. Well, so we went and we did sketches. We talked about it forever. That was literally 15 years ago. And then during pandemic, Patty Rodriguez, which you guys probably know, who's the founder of Little Libros, came down to our home in Chula Vista. And yeah. She's like, do you want to do a kid's book? And before she even finished the sentence, I was like, Dad, just where do I sign? Like, yeah, I'm in 100%. So
I am such a fan of Patty. She's incredible. This girl is just like a force, you know. It's amazing.
She's a champion for us. She's a believer. I think where you know, without getting too much into politics, I think we're constantly in the, especially now as Latinos, we're in this space where we're constantly getting the messages that we are victims of something. Mm-hmm. And then you see someone like her that takes all of her Latinidad and uses it to build a company. And I think that's why I was so drawn to her. Like, she took all of the icons with unapologetically, like, stuff that maybe people would be like, well, who's going to know who El Chavo del Ocho is, or who's going to know about La Virgen de Guadalupe, or who's going to know, like, all these super iconic images that I grew up with, she turned them into books. And while everybody's trying to assimilate and create, you know, products that the entirety of the U.S. needs to be able to digest and understand, she was like, we're just going to focus on this. And by doing that, she not only, you know, taps into us that feel very much unseen. She invited the entire, you know, US to come and understand and learn about our culture. So that's why, honestly, that's been my goal in all of this. It's like, yeah, I speak to my community. I have a super strong community. They're so supportive and so loving and have brought me so much success. And I'm so grateful. But the goal is not just to speak to them directly, but to be very inclusive and bring everybody in to truly understand the culture.
That's fantastic. You're a mom of three.
Yes.
Young kids and a teenager. As a chef, as somebody that like, you know, food is your life, you know, and you like fresh ingredients and you have books, you know, and how difficult, how easy it is to have kids eat what you want. Are they like problematic when it comes to feeding them? Because we have two, one, Sabella is 10, Dylan is 4, and it's a battle.
It's a battle for me too. I love it when people are like, your kids must eat everything. We literally had, David has an ear infection, so he didn't go to school and he wanted Shake Shack, and that's what we had for lunch. Like it's about balance. I think they are definitely, and I talk about this a lot when I'm talking about the children's food, they've been introduced to everything. And I think people give up so easily because kids won't eat. But I always like to say, to answer your question, David will go 4 days with eating no vegetables. Like, it's a struggle. Fausto, el de 18, my teenager who's 18, uh-huh. He grew up mostly with he's from my first marriage. And my first marriage, his dad, they don't even speak English, son charros. So he grew up eating like pozole, carnitas, panza, like he's full on, like he will eat chile, like he doesn't care. He'll bite into habaneros. He's so cool when it comes to his what he eats. But the littles that grew up on this side of the border, going to like American school with American friends, it's been a little bit harder. But I tell people to never give up, to continue to put that stuff on the table, because in the same way that food becomes comfort, so do the smells and so does the experience. So eventually, even if your kids didn't eat the chiles or did not try the chiles rellenos and they pushed away the pozole, in their hearts and minds and in their subconscious, those foods will exist. So eventually some of them do make their way back. So I'm fine with, like my pediatrician said, he won't die if he doesn't eat vegetables for 4 days. It's fine. So I'm super chill when it comes to my babies. We have like a rule where in the home, everything is pretty much not processed. I have a huge edible garden in the back. So I'm not worried about it. Like, as long as it's good here at home, they can eat whatever they want when they're out in the wild. But yeah, no, I got some picky eaters too.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what's interesting, too, is our pediatrician had said, because our daughter used to eat anything when she was younger, and then she became super picky in the last couple years. And it kind of goes to what you were saying, just keep putting it out there, the smells, you know, things that will come back around. Our pediatrician said they've been proven that it takes something like tasting something 20 times before your brain and your palate, your taste buds will make the decision whether you really don't like it or you do.
Yeah.
You have to try it 20 different times to really know, okay, I hate this food or I actually like this food. You can't just have it once and go, ugh, I don't like this.
Yeah. And that's my David. He's the most difficult one. He comes from a place of no, man. He won't even look at it and he will be like, no.
No.
And I'll beg for about 5 minutes and then he'll be like, okay, I'll touch it with my finger and then he'll do that thing. And then he'll be like, okay, I'll do a little bite. Like, it's a whole process to get him to try a new food. But eventually he does try it. And I don't give up. I keep putting those things on the table. I know eventually they'll come back to that.
Do you think any of them are going to continue the legacy? Do they like cooking? Do you think about this one is going to probably become a chef?
I don't know. All three of them happen to have, you know, it's funny that I call David a picky eater because he's not. Like, he just has a very small repertoire of food, but he'll eat mm-hmm. like He'll eat a rack of lamb. He'll eat salmon sashimi. He'll eat octopus sashimi. Like, he'll eat weird stuff. Like, he's not just eating, they're not eating chicken nuggets is what I'm saying. But like, all three of them have an annoyingly discerning palate. So I don't know if they will become, they will go into the food world. Maybe Anna, my girl, because she's the one that just happens to be the most interested. But like, my teenager Fausto, like a couple years ago, he full on was making burritos and selling them at high school and making like $150 a day. So he knows that there's food and there's money.
I just like the business side of it.
Oh my gosh. If that's where he wants to go, he's actually a very good, tienen buen paladar. They have a very good palate, all three of them, in terms of, listen, they've returned food back into the kitchen. So they know food for sure. So I don't know if chefs per se, but they will be very, very picky with regards to, you know, the food.
Do you find, and I feel like I know the answer to this, but maybe I'm wrong. I feel like, you know, if you cook for a living, you're a chef for a living, putting together an amazing dinner every single night is a stretch, because I don't know. It's like, if I'm an actor, it's like, I go to work every single day. I don't want to come home and just act. You know what I mean? Like, you tune out with something that you do for work, right? Are you just slamming out amazing dinners every single night? Or, I didn't think so, right? I kind of feel like I knew the answer.
Quesadillas, baby. No, ironically, yeah. Philip, the father of my babies, does a lot of the cooking here at home for that same reason, because I'm usually testing recipes or dealing with food all day long. And like I said, listen, balanced meals are great, but like quesadillas and carrots are dinner maybe three times a week here at Casa Marcela, the chef's house. That's just my honest answer. Like, I don't,
I love that.
They'll be fine.
He cook? Is he a good cook?
He's an excellent cook. His mom, his mom is from Mexico City, is an incredible cook. One of the best cooks I've ever known. One of the few people that I met back in the day that had her own edible garden. So he grew up with like salad from his mom's garden. So he's a very, very good cook. So I'm happy to give him the baton when I'm like completely over it. Yeah.
That's what's next, Marcela? Now this book that I can wait to get, because, you know, I it's interesting. Sabella, our daughter, maybe for the last 2 years since COVID hit, I think she stopped, but she was so much into baking, and I will make this. And she was convinced she was going to be a baker and she's going to have her own bakery. And she had this big fever about doing desserts. And then she stopped, and I'm very curious to show her the book and say, you know what, Sebi, let's just cook something. Is it somebody like me? I cook zero. I don't even like it. I'm terrible. Is it easy enough if I pick it up with my daughter that is 10 years old? Can I just open it up and cook something very easily?
100%. And that's the focus of the book. All of the procedures are listed in English and Spanish. And for that reason, the recipes had to be very short and to the point, because they had to share languages. So literally the space in the page was something that was thought about. All of the ingredients are illustrated and named in English and Spanish. And the procedure is fully printed in English and in Spanish, all on the same page. But to answer your question in terms of if you can cook, the book, it was imagined for children in terms of its presentation and the illustrations, because that's what I wanted. I wanted it to also be an educational tool, because for kids that are either learning or struggling, or parents that kind of have lost the language. But it also, I just wanted it to be, Rosin, like the basis of home style Mexican cuisine, like the basics, like arroz rojo, shredded beef, or like taquitos or flautas or whatever you want. It's like very, very straightforward. It's like an introduction to home style Mexican cooking. It's like if they were building blocks, these are the ones right at the base to get you kind of just excited and unafraid to come into the Mexican kitchen.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
My favorite cuisine is Mexican. I grew up in La Puente. All I did was eat Mexican food my whole life. Rosalind had no idea what she got into, because Puerto Rican food is so different. And I love spice. Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of flavor in Puerto Rican food, and I love Puerto Rican food, but I grew up on Mexican food my whole life.
Eric thinks he's Mexican, to be honest.
Well, anyone that gets introduced to the culture then really appreciates the culture. And that's usually what happens. And that's always been the goal. There's so much said and done and how we're portrayed and stuff. But when you just kind of open up the book, and I'm not talking about my book, but the general book of our culture and what we have to offer and how we live and how we cook and how we embrace family and all of those things, like there's nothing not to love. It's like a beautiful culture that's my joy and pride to share with the world.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Marcela. You're incredible. I'm so much looking forward to cooking with you. at Thank home.
You. Thank you. Yes. Let me know if you do. Let me know if you do and how it yes. goes. If you have any questions.
For sure. Abrazo.
Bendiciones.
Gracias.
Gracias. Adios. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Now we got to get that book.
I know. She's amazing. So lovely. And I'm really, really, I'm really excited to show Sebi and Dylan, you know, not only to be able to share the Mexican culture with them, you know, as a Puerto Rican, I love Mexico, as you know, and I love their food. And for them to be able to learn, you know, through colorful illustrations in both languages, I think it's a fantastic idea. And I hope it does incredibly well.
Can't wait to get you back home and in the kitchen. Love it.
Oh, Jesus
I'm Lord. All about it.
What?
I need some home cooked meals by Rosalind Sanchez.
Well, you know.
Can't wait.
Salmon mashed potatoes.
No, not that. I want different stuff that you don't always do. Well, come on, get home and start cooking. I can't wait.
I have Marcela's book, ¿Cómo se llama? Cocinando en Cook Street. So I'm going to surprise you. But it'll be a once a month thing. Don't even think that I'm.
I love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.